Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. We're coming to you live right here for the second time inside the bullfighting ring at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. I'm Tom. We all know the shoe monster eating, or the shoe eating monster, the ladies' man. And the master, Bubba. Good morning, Bubba. How are we doing today?
Doing really good so far, man. Just working away, getting a lot of stuff done already. It was a long day yesterday. What is happening right here?
I'm trying to get my shoe back, Bub.
We just let him have it, and then he'll calm down, and then you can take it back.
Yeah, but then he bangs you in the shins with the shoe.
It's okay.
To get your attention.
He'll give up in a second. So listen, we had a crazy day yesterday out at Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach. That event was massive. The fans love seeing the SEMA Mustang in person, the first time for the public unveil. We had a lot of fun doing it. Gave out every one of the Nitto Tire swag bags, every one of our sponsors' products and displays. Over 2,500 cans of Monster Energy were given out.
Unbelievable. This episode is brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports and the Bully. Live. Here he is, ladies. This is what we deal with, and that's why he's got a SAG car, too, ladies and gentlemen. This episode is brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. It's bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. Shop for all of our online apparel and merchandise. And ladies and gentlemen, we are currently loading 19,000 new products from all of the partners of the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports 17 SEMA Stock Block 603 horsepower, world's only EcoBoost Mustang. Thank you to Watson Racing and all of those guys, Steve, all of it will be out there. We're doing some big things right now. Miss Outlaw Boutique, the outlaw is loose. Actually, Bub, the moose is loose at Miss Outlaw Boutique. I don't know if you've heard about that, but the moose is loose. You're going to have to check in to find out what that's all about. Miss Outlaw Boutique and 561-660-6695. The girls started their extended hours today.
Yeah, which is going to go all the way through New Year's Eve. The extended hours are great, man. The girls are actually there right now. All of the Outlaw girls are there setting up all of the wintertime, the Christmas decorations, even though down here in South Florida, it's still a beautiful 75 degrees outside. So you have that weather consideration, but I'll tell you what, man, the outfits, the decorations, the accessories, dude, we all went in that store.
Excuse me, I got this. There we go.
So we all went into Miss Outlaw Boutique the other night in downtown Abacoa, man. I'll tell you what, that place, when you open the doors, it is nothing more than just like the smell of Christmas time. It hits you right in the face. It's amazing, man. The way that the displays are set up, the mannequins, everything that's on, you know, the accessory racks, all of the custom shop stuff. So there's so much stuff and product that is in that store, dude. It just makes it that much more fun to go down and check out.
Thanks to all the guys over at Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach, Bub, the Guinness World Record holding largest Cars and Coffee event. And that is held monthly. This month, Bub, it is the 3rd of December because of the holidays coming up. We will be there as well. Bub, I'm going to jump right into this. Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach. Check everything out. You'll even see the SEMA Mustang sitting out there. Bub, I want to jump right into this. First of all, I've got to give you, the builder, designer, fabricator of the BEM Mustang, a big, big, big shout out and congratulations. It was the most amazingly well-received car. We had about 40,000 people in attendance. We had people fly from as far as California to meet us in person.
Yeah, it was a great time, man. We had a really good time pulling the car, not only getting it out from the BEM headquarters right here in Jupiter, Florida, but we also took this thing, we cruised it, we didn't trailer queen this thing down there. This was the very first time the car has literally been on the streets of South Florida since SEMA in Las Vegas, Nevada, 2.5-3 weeks ago. So we had a blast doing it. We all cruised down the highway. There was about 10 of us in our group that just cruised down the highway looking super fly, man. Everybody was running really strong, dude, ready to go. And, you know, we had a great time. The fans came out. They loved the car. Everybody that has, you know, we have big builders that are our friends in the industry that came in from all across all of South Florida just to see this thing in person, man. And I mean, I can't tell you how many guys out there were just super supportive of the build and who we are in BEM and in the automotive industry, man. People just appreciate it. They love what we do. And we're just down to earth, super chill, man. We all get along. Everybody has a great time. It's not about competition. It's just about having fun and growing together.
Great story, Bub. We had a lot of people tell us how cool we are, how chill we are, how super down to earth we are. And that reminded me, you know, I met a combat veteran, Andre Henderson, about a year ago at one of our local sports bars by the name of Duffy's here. He was here with his daughter. His daughter was auditioning for a very famous television show along the lines of Who's Got Talent or whatever those are, American Idol and all. And we had her come in and physically sing in our broadcast studios on one Saturday morning. I got a chance to spend, Andre brought his son down yesterday, and he could not say enough good things about how you and I as a father and son team put forth the energy, the morals, and the values that nobody in the world puts forth today. And he couldn't say enough good things about the fact that mentally, just our belief in him and helping give him moral guidance while he was spending 3 years in therapy for PTSD, which hits these soldiers hard, man. Yeah. It is us that pulled him through. So I'm very proud of that, Bub.
Yeah.
And it shows that we are making a difference one person at a time out there in life.
Yeah, man. It's you know, that's what it's about, dude. There's too many freaking idiots out there in the industry that are just nonstop drama, gossip, trash talking, just pieces of freaking trash. So, I mean, no
legal
success
crap
in their life, man. That, you know, in this industry, it's these automotives, you know, all these cars, the bikes, the trucks, the, I mean, the lifted stuff, the lowered stuff, the stuff on air ride, the stuff on coilovers, the stuff with big wheels, the stuff with little wheels, the stuff with hydraulics, the stuff with pinstriping, the stuff in, you know, SoCal that's completely, I mean, 15, 20 different colors of custom airbrushing and paint on these cars with, you know, the gangster looking stuff that everybody loves, man, the old 6.4 Impalas, right? So there's so much stuff out there, so many Colts and street rods and, you know, followers here and followers there. It is all about that individual's person and passion. And all you wind up getting at the end of the day is just nonsense out of most people that attend car shows. And that's truly what it is. It's a shame because that's what makes car shows not fun, is the people that are in them, not the rides that are there. It's just always the people and their personalities. And you know, it's like, if you don't like this car, you don't like that car, you just keep it to yourself.
Keep your mouth shut, man.
And that's it. Like, your style may be totally different than someone else's style, and that's what you have a lot of. But the point of the industry is for people to grow and to have fun together. You know, see new products. Maybe this guy's got a brand new product on his car that hasn't been released yet, but it's the exact same thing you've been looking for your car. So you never know how it's going to grow or expand, but that's what it's about. It's about having fun, going out, spending 4 hours on a Sunday of every month with the guys at Cars and Coffee at Palm Beach, showing off your ride, whatever it may be, whether it be completely busted or whether it be, you know, reaching the seven-figure range. There's all kinds of stuff you can imagine, and it's just about having fun, appreciating it, taking pictures with it, and making memories.
Well, Bub, and that's one of the things that we don't like. We don't like the gossip. We don't like the drama, and we don't want it around us.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
We got a lot of people who said that they need to have an improvement in our audio qualities, but that watch our YouTube channel. We are listening and hearing what you're saying out there. Thank you for the compliments. Yes, Bub and I are going to do some audio upgrades here. I think this week we're going to invest in that to bring you an even better show. And by the way, if you have topics you'd like us to discuss, if you have technical questions you'd like answered, write us right here on the air. Our producers are right there letting us know every question and everybody who's viewing and watching.
Yeah.
Yesterday, Bub, we did have an hour and a half line at the autograph table. We were scheduled to be there for 30 minutes. We ran out of swag bags and handout promotional material from all of our sponsors, to include BEM and Morpheus designs. We ran out long before we ran out of a couple things that we had left to autograph. The World Rally Champion and Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Rally and Drift Car Driver, Mr. Gio Hammerback, was on the tables with us.
Yeah, man, we had a great time yesterday. It's, you know, again, it just, we were trying to do, the main goal was, you know, not only to, you know, bring the entire community together again and just show off something really fun, man. That's the first time that you get to see a car from SEMA directly get shown off, and not only for the car itself, but for what it is. I mean, that thing being a true stock block 597 rear-wheel horsepower car, that is an animal, and that is something that not many others out there have touched yet, and that's what makes it really fun. You know, it's now an industry trendsetter, and as you know, behind the scenes, we are now pulling off that true, like, stock block bolt-on component stuff.
We can't talk too much about that.
Right, so we are going to pull that thing, and you guys stay tuned for what that thing is going to be releasing. Four horsepower numbers, it's going to be stupid.
Yeah, it will. That car comes back in off tour the fourth quarter of 18, correct? Fourth quarter of 18, we're going to build the other SEMA cars prior to that, because that car is obligated to the sponsors right now. I know that Josh over at CPE's got quite a few commitments with the car.
Yep.
And then we pull it in, and it's going to be all hands on deck to get that build done, Bob.
Yeah, man, looking forward to it. Huge thanks to our sponsor, number one out there, Nitto Tires. They hooked us up not only with just the product in terms of all of our everyday builds we do here at BEM. Literally, unless it is client-requested specific, we run Nitto on absolutely everything, whether it be our track cars, our rally cars, our street cars, our trucks, on-road, off-road, our highway stuff, our touring truck. Every one of them is outfitted with something from that Nitto line. They came through super strong on Friday afternoon just before the show.
They worked around the clock to
hooked
get
us up with everything. I mean, everything from swag bags that are completely insane to stickers to graphics to brochures
backpacks
to, I mean, we literally handed out over 500 products and swag from all of our sponsors, which were incredible. Over 2,500 Monster Energy drinks.
That was incredible, man.
Let me tell you, my hands were like this at the end of the day.
So were Ken's, our lead tech. He was there the whole time.
He was killing it, dude. He was, everything from making the rides look good. We did some Instagram photos this morning of what was going on behind the scenes. Everything from making us look really good to the setup, to the breakdown, to handing out all of the Monster Energy with Layla Von Athey. So, he was right there on spot, just having a blast, getting it all done, and keeping us looking good. And that's what it's all about, man. That team standing up and pushing through strong.
And did you hear as the amazingly beautiful and stunningly talented Layla Von Athey, who is the former supermodel, your fiance, and the co-owner of Miss Outlaw Boutique, when I announced her getting off the bus, I thought we should just drop the mic and leave.
I thought we should have, dude. We should have just wrapped it up. We literally took, so when we were out there, we literally did an autograph signing from 10:30 to what should have been 11.
No, from 10, we got on the
10 to 10:30, right. So it should have been a 30-minute session. We wound up going from 10 to 11:30, so an hour and a half long. We went in there literally with 2,000 of our SEMA pictures that we had, our autograph pictures from SEMA 17. We wanted to make sure that we stayed true to all the fans that came out to see the car.
Yep.
So we did bring some more of the SEMA 17 pictures, so it was really true to what the car was unveiled with. Those photos were all shot by Doug at In Jupiter Magazine, so we signed these things, we autographed them, went through every one of them.
Everyone.
Every one of the photos, the autographs, the cards, the stickers, all of our swag bags, everything that we took out to that show was handed out. So that was a super success show. We had a lot of fun with it, man, and we're looking forward to the next one. That's it.
And everybody couldn't say enough good things about the morals and values that we put forth here at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, and that we're even cooler in person than what they see on TV, Bubba.
Yeah.
That's been our goal, man, to project the good of what we do, man.
That's it, man. It's like I said, there's just no time for drama, no time for nonsense. I was dealing with some of it yesterday from people at that car show, man, and it's just, man, I swear to God, where people get the nonsense from, where do you fathom this stuff? Like, where do you come up with it at all, completely? So, I was dealing with some of that yesterday, just taking care of it, and, it's a shame that's what you get out there in the industry, is just people that just say things that it's like, where does that idea even pop into your head? Because there's nothing like that related to this at all.
Yeah.
Zero.
Can you give us an example of that?
Well, yeah, there were people out there that were saying that we're walking around lying to the world, telling them that we have the world's highest horsepower EcoBoost.
Sitting right there.
Not the highest horsepower. That is a true stock block system. That has never been done with these cars. On a stock block system to just break that 600 horsepower mark.
Did you correct them?
I've definitely corrected them. And guess what? I'm still standing right here at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports in Jupiter, Florida. You came to take video of the car yesterday, so you were standing right there less than 10 feet from me. You could have come right up and asked me the same situation,
yeah,
too.
Don't be afraid to ask.
The reality is, when you're working with something that's a true stock block system, that you haven't taken the head off, you haven't done auxiliary fuel systems, no secondary systems, running on pump gas, you're utilizing a turbocharger that, by the way, we are the only one in the world that has a turbocharger.
That has a turbocharger.
So you can make those statements of it is the only one because it is the only one.
All the clown had to do was read the poster board, the leaderboard. That was the actual leaderboard we had at SEMA with us.
That's kind of where it started, was that. But it swears that we are stating it's still the highest horsepower EcoBoost in the world.
That's not what was said.
Not at all.
There's 900 horsepower EcoBoosts out there.
Right.
We just happen to be getting ready to break that, too.
And they're one of them. So that's why they're out there saying this kind of information. They're one of those companies just south of us here, by the way, that hold that record, which isn't going to go too well with Josh at CPE because he does know who these guys are very well. Mm-hmm. So that's all going to come through full circle real soon. So
that's okay. I'll make a phone call today. Just give me the name of the people.
But I'll tell you what, man. It's just more of that nonsense, dude, that you get. It's like, man, just open your eyes, read the board. Stop saying certain things because those claims are not truly what you're reading.
That's right.
At all.
That's right. Idiots. They're all idiots out there. Guarantee they're spending all the time testing and tuning, and not any time out driving and enjoying.
Yep.
So let's clarify it. It is, my friend, the world's only 2.3-liter stock block, non-internally touched EcoBoost Mustang that has broken the 500 horsepower barrier. In fact, I know a car that you guys built, you couldn't push more than 405 out of it. So relax out there. If you have a doubt, let's get it out and put it against your cars, and let's get it up on the dyno. We'll solve the problem. We don't tell stories. We're the best builders out there. Pretty easy, bud?
Pretty simple.
So, Bub, I want to jump into the thank yous to all of our sponsors, man, that made our car possible, right? First of all, Nitto Tire, man.
Yep.
Those guys were pulling it through, Bub. Nitto Tire was pulling it through all the way through until Friday afternoon, man. They were running in and out of here, delivering tires, delivering products. Things were arriving from corporate out in California. That didn't stop.
Well, it was, you know, not only that, man, just Nitto. There was all of our sponsors that kicked in product for that SEMA 17 build that we designed and built specifically for Precision Turbocharger. Pretty solid in the BPM history, building a car for such a large company as Precision as themselves. So we had a lot of fun with it, man, but there was everybody out there from Nitto Tire,
Glenn Vitale from Steed Auto.
I mean, the guys from Watson Racing, the guys from Morpheus that designed all of our logos and vinyls for the car and the placement positioning. Lisa over at Borla, we had everybody from, I mean, American Racing, Wheel Pros, they came up. Our personal reps at Wheel Pros in Pompano came up, man. So they came up and saw the car.
Pat at Palm Beach Plating.
Palm Beach Plating, CPE, Josh, and those guys out at CPE.
Reggie Wynn at Turbonetics.
Man, so many people. Everybody stepped up to the plate. Diode Dynamics hooked us up with all of the LED lighting on the car. Those things were a huge, huge hit. And all of those, I mean, I think we've already started making sales on those things on our site. Just from yesterday alone, I literally saw like 20 orders come through for S550 side marker LED lights. So those things are going to be flying off the shelf here soon.
Not only that, we've already got orders placed for the new Nitto product line.
Yep. So we've got a lot of good stuff out of yesterday, man. It was a lot of fun. As you can see right here, we've got more of that Nitto tire display sitting here. Everybody was asking us. We had one of our super good fans and clients, personal client and friend of ours, up in Maryland ask us about a set of tires for an F-Series truck this morning. So I wanted to show off some of these Nittos that were sitting right here that we had on our display yesterday. He wanted to know what's a super solid tire, really, really good in terms of its highway driving, but also very aggressive to move him around in the snow and the mud, right? Because he lives up there in Maryland. He wants a little bit
By the way, Brother Mike has got 4 inches of snow on the ground already, man.
Terrible.
Brother Mike.
Terrible. It's 75 here right now.
Yeah.
So right now, what you're looking at is a couple different ones. This is the, of course, not a truck tire. This is a Nitto street tire here.
No, that's what we're putting on his truck.
I don't know how this one got in the display because it was supposed to be for a Jeep. So I guess we could do like a lower Jeep. I don't know. Anyway, so this is an NT05. That is a street strip tire. That is not the R series, which is a softer compound.
Yes.
That would be what you'd run if you were running something more on the strip. So you've got the Nitto NT05R right here. You have, on the far left, you have the Nitto Mud Grappler. Very aggressive down here in South Florida. A lot of guys use these things either for on the beach or also on very extreme off-road mud terrains. They're really aggressive. Let me tell you, they are not a fan of driving on the highway, and they are not quiet tires, right? And all of that is available through the Nitto Tire Book. They do actually show you these volume indicators and levels of like a 1 through 5 of the road comfort, how smooth is it driving down the road, of road noise, the volume that you hear coming through the cab, that wrong sound that you sometimes get with lifted vehicles, everything from wet traction, dry traction, to the lifespan of these tires. This one right here is the Nitto Ridge Grappler. This is the latest and greatest release from Nitto. This tire is insane. This is the animal that I was suggesting to Mike. This thing is an on-road, off-road look, very aggressive, has a very lug sidewall to it. Super smooth highway tread pattern on the top side of it, but gives you everything you need in terms of snow, wet, dry, mud, on-road, off-road, but a very, very quiet, comfortable tire. So if you want to throw your family in your truck and cruise down the highway at 90 miles an hour, it's not a problem at all.
One of the things this kind of reminds me of, there when the Bridgestone Desert Duelers came out, the second rendition of that, that was a fairly quiet tire too, for its time.
Yeah,
it's been out.
That was like 8 years ago.
Yeah. And I know in Fairfax you put that on a lot of the emergency vehicles because they like that ride as well.
Yeah.
But this far exceeds that dueler tire and gives you a very quiet ride, a very smooth ride, a very easy ride as well.
Yeah, it's a really good ride. We've done this tire a lot. Typically be a toss-up between the Ridge Grappler and the Terra G2, which is what I'm leaning against here. This is actually another one of the Marlins rides, so we've done a lot of the G2s on these things. These are typically more for that street driving. They're very, very smooth, and they are literally 65,000 mile tires.
Yes.
These things last a long time when they are maintained, properly rotated, and tire pressure is always set the right way that they should be, right? So these are super smooth. These are kind of like that next step up. These really on the same page in terms of ride quality and noise when it comes to, you know, just highway driving. This one being just a touch more of that aggressive, so if you want a little bit more of that off-road aggressive, you know, sidewall, the lug look to it around the edging of it, so you've got some more of that meat on the sides, the Ridge Grappler is the way to go. That's personally what I've really liked choosing since that tire was released at SEMA. We have sold very extreme amounts of these tires.
In fact, you put them on all the Marlins baseball special baseball players' special trucks that you build. The Arizona Diamondbacks pitcher, Brian Morris, who's incredible, that Kevlar-textured F-150 you built, the only one like it out there, was wearing these as well.
That's right, man. And it's, you know, they're a great tire, so options are out there. It is endless. All of these tires can be seen, not only just their truck tire, but their on-road tire, off-road tire, their street tires, their strip tires, their road course tires. It can all be seen at the Nitto Tire website, nittotire.com. All of the specs are out there. All the sizes are out there. All of that, what I gave you guys earlier, the 1 through 5 of the road noise, the volume, the way that they handle, the way that the traction is, the way they last, it's all out there on their site. So you can feel free to go do your own research, see what the reviews say on these things.
Call us
or
in
just
order.
Call personally, and we'll give you the give you all these things. We can drop ship of them anywhere to the world, and that's it.
That's right. Just call an order straight to us. Come right into us, brother.
I feel like we got to talk about this Jeep, though. We've done all this other crap. We haven't talked about the Jeep problem.
Well, the Jeep belongs to one of the Miami Marlins coaching staff. This Jeep has been in on numerous occasions for continued work and upgrades and things like that. You did do the American Racing Lynx wheel on this.
That's
with
right.
The Nitto Terragraph 2 tire on this. He wanted the quiet and convenience of it for his daughter that he takes in the vehicle as well. We are actually getting ready to take care of a coolant leak on this vehicle.
Yeah, that's right, man. So it's, as you mentioned, this has been in for quite a few continuous deals, everything from custom upholstery to some custom lighting we've done to it, some LED work, wheels and tires, to some suspension components, to, you know, motor components, to, you know, fuel gauge stuff. So these things have had a number of problems. And if you guys are Jeep JK owners out there, you know this
as
well.
You know what they are.
Everything from freaking gas caps to check engine lights to traction control lights if you do a lift and your steering wheel's off a little bit. So much stuff that goes wrong. So this one here had to come in again for now and a coolant leak on the passenger side rear at the cylinder head and the block. So we are now in progression of pulling that motor down, getting it stripped. There's pretty low mileage on this thing, 67, 70,000 miles on this Jeep. So it's not worth scrapping and getting rid of yet. It's got plenty of life left in it, but it does need to be fixed and maintained properly so this client can go out and just keep on cruising. That's what we're in progress of.
Right on, Bob. Another nice build coming out of you here.
Yep.
And you, by the way, you delivered the chopper on Friday as well. That
That's
went out
right.
as well.
Man. Yep, that custom paint, that candy paint went out, and it's all good, man.
Sent a picture of it up to Paul Sr., our good friend. He loved it, man.
Yeah.
Looked real good, man.
Yep.
You've been turning it out.
Yep.
Kind of closed this week, Bub, for the holiday.
Yeah, man, getting ready for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, getting ready for Thanksgiving. Yeah, yeah. It's going to be our first Thanksgiving apart, but that's okay. We'll be together for Christmas.
Yep.
That'll be fun.
Probably not. You guys will be in Aruba or something. Knowing the way this is going to work out.
I can't afford to go across the street.
Okay.
I work here.
Yep. So I'm going to get back to work. I have a lot of work to do. It's probably already like 11:50. It's been an hour-long episode. So I'm going to go back to work, get a lot of stuff done, get this motor torn apart with Ken, and then just get it going, man.
Let's give a big shout-out to all of our sponsors once again, Bob.
Yeah, man, absolutely. So a huge thank you to everybody out there that hooked us up and took care of all of our products, our builds, client builds, SEMA builds, everything like that. Everybody from Nitto Tires, of course, the number one and the best. What we stand behind here at BEM every day and every ride that we do, to Watson Steve. Racing, to Steeda
Autosports.
Do you want to do it or do you want me to do it?
No, go. I was just handling that with the tires, the suspension and tires.
This guy. CPE, Custom Performance Engineering, Diode Dynamics, Morpheus Wraps, Borla Exhaust, everybody you could possibly imagine that has stepped up to the plate and been big supporters of BEM, getting us out there, showing everything off, man, and just having a great time.
Borla Exhaust with Lisa Carter, Sam Piazza over at Carbon Creations, Extreme Dimensions, and Duraflex.
Yep.
Reggie over at Precision Turbo and Turbinetics. And also a big thank you to Pat at Palm Beach Plating.
That's right.
That does not mean we are disassociating ourselves with these builders. It means you will see all of these builders again in 2018 on the four new BEM SEMA cars that are coming out.
Well, speaking of which, I've been doing a lot of research on doing an extremely wide body, and I'm talking wide, maybe add 8 inches to each side of the car, on the BEM Porsche 991. Think about that. I'd probably have to
You're not
going to
keep that car, though. I think you're laterally moving, aren't
Listen,
you?
Listen, dude, I might just do it. That car draws so much attention every time it hits the streets. I think I might have to do it.
Did you see somebody on Instagram took a picture of that car, Bub, at Cars and Coffee, and it said, and they tagged us in the post, and it was nobody we knew. They took a picture of your car, and that's what happens everywhere that car goes. And it said, Dear Santa, this has always been on my list, but this
no,
is the most...
No, it says something like, I don't ask for much, but...
But...
And then that was
I like
it.
This Porsche, right? And took a picture of it.
Yeah.
And it's out there. So it gives you a quality of what we build out there.
Yeah, man. So we have a lot of fun. We've got a lot of rides in the works, not only in our clientele base, but also for all the SEMA builds next year, planning for SEMA 18. So you guys just stay tuned for everything we've got coming. Check out our Instagram. We just updated that with some of the behind-the-scenes shots from Cars and Coffee Palm Beach yesterday that our in-house photographer and videographer did. Kyle, he did an amazing job doing behind-the-scenes shots. There were some shots out there of actually us standing in line for autograph. What?
No, I said you. It looked like you. The line was so long, and you were kind of back there mingling with the crowd.
No, we were actually in. We were in the line.
And I said, "It looks like you're in the line to go get your own autograph."
We were. That was like that was a stage photo.
Oh, was it?
We were in the line getting an autograph.
Oh.
He went and took the picture because no one was at the table, but he took the picture, and we were over here. You missed it.
I was at the table at that time. Look, or maybe I was on the bus.
No, you're just walking around yelling at everyone.
I can't imagine why.
Yeah.
Imagine why.
All right, well, I got to get back to work, man. Thank you guys for watching us. Stay tuned for everything.